You know, it's interesting because I have some friends who are very, very close to their dad, and their dad was the model for them of what they wanted to be as a dad and now want to be as grandfathers. It's a wonderful thing. I had exactly the opposite. I had a dad who modeled to me many things that I did not want to be as a dad. But through the very vacuum, through the very absence, I was able to be motivated toward having the presence of those things. You know, now when you haven't seen the model, it's harder because you lack reference points. I did have some friends who were pretty close to their dads, and those dads had a good influence on me, but especially some coaches. These are the men I want to please. It wasn't my dad. I'll be very honest with you, I hated my dad. When I came to faith in Christ, by God's grace, almost in a heartbeat, the hate turned to love. It just turned around. And part of it was because I knew my dad needed Jesus and I could understand more, you know, what was going on with him. But just as my friends have the dad that modeled, by not having that dad, I just went, I want a dad who will come to my ball games. My dad didn't. I want a dad who will play catch with me. I literally have no memories. I'm pretty sure it never happened to have thrown a ball to my dad and have my dad throw it back. Literally, never, not once. And he lived in our home, but he was an alcoholic. He owned the taverns. That was his world. It was the nightlife. And then he'd sleep till very late. And I'd be to school by the time he'd get up. He'd be gone by the time I got home. Weeks would go by. Pretty much never saw him. Didn't want to see him. Literally, I'd walk home from school and there was a hill where I could look down and see my house. And his car was almost never in the driveway. But if it was, I didn't rejoice. I tensed up. Tried to find a way to procrastinate getting home because he was harsh. He was a disciplinarian, but you know, you need to earn that right to discipline by showing love and being there. And he wasn't. But you know, for whatever reason, I read a lot of books, took some classes, talked to guys, worked at being a better parent. And now I think I'm, as a grandparent, I've got a wisdom of the years of having raised my daughters that I bring to my grandsons. I raised two girls, but now I have five grandsons, no granddaughters yet. You know, those kids, you just pour yourselves into them and affirm them.